Well, it's Deanne, and we're in the beginning of the second hour, and we're here with both John Alstasis, my co-host, and we're here with Aetna, and I wanted to kind of bring something up, but I want also Aetna to finish her statement, but we're going to have a short break here. One thing that you need to kind of look at is the pattern of privatization that's going on all over this country. Now, if indeed what is being stated is true, the people that are, you know, single moms and fathers out there, they're just barely making it. You know, they have some food stamps and some social benefits because they can't work, because they don't have job, limited skills. And then we also have the military personnel coming over here that are in the same boat there on food stamps and on this Medicaid program. Now, if they now are saying they don't have any funding in Medicaid, that means the money has been moved elsewhere. See, what happens, folks, when they have these funds that go into these programs, they end up in this slush fund. You know, the fund is the general fund. The general fund means that when they have a whole budget of amount of money for, like, Medicaid, social programs, or court systems or whatever, some of the money they might have stated for those programs, someone from another agency will pull them out and throw it in the general fund, and then once it's in the general fund, it can be used for anything, including military, or redirected into companies like Halliburton, even, to give them contracts so they can go out and work in cleanup efforts of like Katrina, or go into doing things with oil rigs over in the Middle East. So a lot of this money that you pay out of your taxes and out of your property taxes and all these things that they kind of get on TV and say, well, all these poor people are taking all your money. Well, actually, if you actually look at it and audit their records and see where it's going, it's hopping over into the general fund. And that general fund is not going into the thing you think. Now, you have people out there that need health care desperately. The cost of medication alone is outrageous. Not only the grievous issue of the medication they put on the market has so many high levels of side effects and actually don't cure the disease but may cause you to have worse versions of the disease. The only thing that you can do now is just, you know, try to go and get some roots and herbs and try to cure yourself, because the way that they're doing right now, nobody's going to be able to afford medicine. Nobody's going to be able to afford doctors. And they're going to privatize everything. Privatize it to you having to go to a copay. Now, how are you going to get a copay together when you can't afford, you know, a pan and some beans to cook? You know, but this is what this country is doing. It's corporatism gone mad. Total madness is going on with how people are deciding and creating our future. John, you want to say something on that? Yeah,
it's compartmentalizing us into control. They're making you financially unable to pay for your own, so you all of a sudden have to sign the ticket of taking their gratis of social services, and now you become controlled because you took their services. You're under their realm of having to follow some rules that they come from nowhere. And so anyhow, but as in the past, 40 years ago, you used to be able to work a 40-hour week, raise a family, have a little retirement. Maybe you didn't have two TVs, and maybe you didn't have two cars, but you could make a living, have a retirement, and have a house. Today, that's not a fact. Today, they want both parents working, and they still want to put you on SSI or whatever to control you and compartmentalize you into depression.
Well, we're going to talk and continue here at this break, and we're going to go right back to Aetna. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Hi, we're back. We're back here live, and we're live today, but we'll be live again on RBN and the Deanne Burley Show, and also on Truth Radio Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And folks, if something happens next week on that broadcast, then I'll know for a fact that they were after my show. Oh, boy. Hey, John, we're going to bring Edna back. Edna, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and I was listening at what you and John were saying about this health plan.
Uh-huh.
And you mentioned something very interesting to my way of thinking about going out and getting some roots and leaves and tonics and curing yourself, which you'd be much better off, because when our grandmothers used to fix us these remedies when we were children for worms and different things, we never had to go to the emergency room. Young children were not diagnosed with, what do you call this thing, the attention deficit disorder at age 2.5, and they put you on these drugs, and by the time you're 21, you're a confirmed drug addict, and you turn to harder drugs. And what they're doing, they're turning the whole nation into legalized drug addicts, and there's nothing being done about
it. They make money off of it.
Well, not only does it make money, it puts you, like you said, you mentioned how you get in the system, and once you get in the system, you receive their so-called aid, their food stamps and their little check or whatever it is, but all it is to get you into this paper prison, because this whole world is a paper prison. Whether you're behind bars or not, you're in some form of incarceration. And that's very interesting, because I was speaking to a young lady up in New York last week, who she used to live in California, and when she was there, she must have got on some of this public assistance and got some welfare or whatever you call it, and for her child. And then at the end of the day, her and the father ended up getting together. Now, they're a family, and they live in New York, and they've sent her a letter saying that she has to press charges against her mate so they can garnish his wages so that they can get this money back that they gave her in California, which is nothing but a catch-22. And they don't allow families to be families anymore, because they know if you were struggling then and you got together with the person and you're still struggling, how are you going to take the money out of the paycheck and they only have one check coming in to pay back money that was given in another state? It's such a defeated purpose of how they so-called help you.
Hey, girlfriend, doesn't that sound like slavery? Remember back in the days when, you know, our parents used to tell us stuff about how, you know, they used to disintegrate their family, and, you know, the black man couldn't stay with the wife, and the children be sold off. It's slavery. It's all departmentalized, like John is saying. And what they're doing right now, too, the social service agencies are coming down on young mothers. They, you know, they have put, this is 101 on this. They put videos out that depict women, our women, black women, being almost like prostitutes or worse. They're scantily dressed, and, you know, the dance moves are all terrific to sexual activity, and all our guys are supposed to be hoodlums already, just to, you know, bank off and put in jail, you know. And we're looking at this and not catching what they're doing. It's taking this image and putting it into children's minds so they're already prepared to act these roles. So once they act these roles out as a young child, then they go to school, and then they're, you know, targeted, saying, oh, this kid, there's something wrong with them. This kid is acting this way. And then while they're in school, they put them in the confinement, similar to a prison mentality, and then they ended up in social services or in those programs, special ed programs, where they make a lot of money. It's like almost like 20,000 or 25 a kid within the first 2 hours for entry in Illinois. So when they're in a special ed program, what do they do behind that? They put a team of workers behind that, all of those people getting paid. Then they have psychiatrists involved that prescribe Ritalin, which has cocaine derivatives in it, and the children start acting worse and worse and worse. And then they can put more programs, more drugs, and then, like you were saying, the outcome later on is to have a child that will grow up to being either full-fledged drug addict, full-fledged alcoholic, with problems with morals, problems with really being able to cope in society and not being able to produce through work or job. And they still make money off of them, because that is all bringing money back into the government flow.
That's exactly it. What it is, it creates these monsters of people, and then after they create them, then they want to point the finger and say that people have no morals. But morals have been outlawed in this country. You can't teach morals anymore. You can't uphold morals, because everything has a law to back it up now. You know, when we were young, we knew a marriage to be with a woman and a man, okay, and that created a family. But now you got two mothers in families, and you have these children in some schools in some states that are being taught that it's a normal life, you know. So
yeah, and the thing is that these kids, and it's not normal, because kids need a father and they need a mother, and they need to be, you know, like they had a cleanup week. Kids used to pick up things off the ground and, you know, clean up the area. You had children being taught, you know, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, with respect. That's going out of the wall, you know, out of whack. And, you know, John, do you want to add on to this? How do you feel?
Oh, man. You know, it's a crime. You know, I just don't have any true, I'm fighting it with all that I have, and I'm trying to get out information and do different things. And as they build a social service SSI department in Mexico City, and they bring in the Mexicans, and yet they search us at the airports, and they give us vaccinations, and yet our children sit next to children that aren't vaccinated. So what is right? You know, I mean, we see all these indiscrepancies of lies and untruths, and it's like no one's responsible. It's like there is no ethics. It's like you're talking. And so, you know, as I try to promote ethics and I try to promote truth, it's very discouraging. And I don't have a direct answer for you other than keep trying and prayer and practicing virtue yourself, because it's got to come from somewhere.
Well, it's scary because, see, the thing is, and this is the whole thing, and that's when they, you know, you have, you know, these issues happen. See, there's people out there that don't want people to understand the true nature of what we're going through here. New Orleans is under a genocide. There's no questions in my mind that that's what you're seeing. You're seeing eugenic genocide that's going on in New Orleans, Mexico, not Mexico, but in Mississippi and various other southern states. They have set this up because they want the land back. They want the land back, and they want to remove the people in there that are problematic to what they were planning on putting into those areas. There's no buts about it. The health care issue. Now, there are politicians coming up for a presidential election, and they're coming forth saying, well, we're going to clean up health care. Now, how long have we heard that? Why is it that it would take how many eons for them to get on the same page with all these other countries where they have collectively created free health care for everyone? Now, the reason why they don't want to do this, both John and Aetna, is the fact that if they ever do that, then the pharmaceutical industry is not going to make the tons and tons of money they get off of the people. Now, the pharmaceutical industry also gets tons and tons of money from doctor referrals, because they pay the doctors to write those prescriptions. So, you know, they write these prescriptions on these drugs that have not been fully tested. They have abused them on lab animals that have died. They have used these drugs on human beings that have died, and they're still on the market. And they're feeding these bad drugs to the poor and anyone else, because that way they can make money in the circulation of evil. I can't even describe what they have been involved in and worked in these companies and seen over the last 40 years. But I'm saying to you right now that all of these mechanisms have been in place for a long time, and now we're just seeing the result of all this evil. And unless we do something very quickly, we're going to see the end of the demise of all social programs as we know it, and it's going to be pay to play to live. That's what's getting ready to happen. Pay to play to live.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you already know, the pharmaceuticals and the doctors are like a wedding, and they take a vow to do what they do for each other. And the patient is the last objective. That is just a means and not to an end. That's a means that's going to keep coming. And until people become more conscious of their own health conditions and stop going to some practitioner, because they tell you that it's a practice, is what they say, oh, I'm going to set up my practice. They don't say that they're experts at healing you. They set their practices up and they practice on you. And if you allow yourself for this experiment, then you become a victim. Now, on the other hand, you mentioned kind of jokingly that you probably need to go out there and dig up you some roots and things, but you know, if a number of people start issuing out these home remedies, do you know you'll be arrested?
You're arrested.
You'd be arrested for giving away formulas of healing, because they've outlawed this type of thing, really. You have to get a special license to practice herbal medicine or go into one of their schools and get a license that they okay before you can do such a thing.
Edna,
that's why you know this.
Edna, please stop and get that block out of your mind. Don't worry about them.
We'll be right back, John and Edna, after this break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Hi, folks. We're back. And, again, this is Deanne on RBNLive.com. Join my show from Monday through Friday on Truth Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Both broadcasts are live. And also, this is a forensic journal. And what we do is a lot more different than most. We go out. We investigate cases. We have forensic witnesses that we can use. We have a legal team that investigates and gets involved with cases. So if there is something going on out there and need to contact me, please do so. My number is 630-812-0171, 630-812-0171. Email me at deanne.burley@gmail.com, or just Google me. We find a lot of information out there. Edna, I thank you very much for coming on the broadcast tonight and sharing. I want to have you back on because we got to keep this thing alive down there for people to know what's going on in New Orleans, because this is going to happen not only in your state but all over unless we awaken the people to understand that we all need to collaborate and help one another out to try to stop these disasters, you know, from befalling people.
Well, do you know anything about this Louisiana Purchase Law or Act, or how long it was in effect for? Maybe you or John could tell us a little bit about that, because maybe that has something to do with the reason why things are happening the way they are.
Well, what I'm going to do is if you can spread the word out there to your community. I'm going to have the whole thing on Louisiana purchased on Wednesday on Truth Radio so that you can understand where it lies, where it goes to, and what is going on right now with the current purchase of land by royals and other people in the community.
Okay.
But I will do that because, you know, each one of these things is a component for everyone to kind of get on the page to understand what to do, and this is the reason why these things are happening. So I will have that on this Wednesday on Truth Radio from 6 to 7.
Okay, great. And I also have the radio talk show host alerted that you are going to be coming on down here, so you can call me late and I can give you those details.
Okay, I thank you very much, Edna, and keep up the good work. And you want to give any information on how people can reach you down there, or if they, you know, can give donations?
They can email me at Mama Tradition, that's TRADITION 2007 at Yahoo.
Mother Tradition.
Mama, M-A-M-A.
Mama Tradition, 2007.
At yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. Okay, I thank you very much, and I will stick that on my website as well so that you can get, you know, comments and information back from listeners. And I thank you for coming back on my show.
All right, thank you. Thank you, John.
No problem.
And that was Edna. She's from Mississippi. She's my contact, one of them, down in the New Orleans area. She's a wonderful lady. She's done brilliant work, and we need to keep and support her efforts. John, I wanted to continue here and kind of talk about also the issue of the Pentagon. You know, we were kind of talking about that before. And, you know, there's been misnomers out there that the Pentagon, there's not enough information clear for people to look at to determine what really happened. But I would like to say here in this broadcast again, along with the World Trade Center and along with the Pentagon, I'm not looking at a only a scientific level of information, but I'm just looking at a logic point of view and legal point of view with the World Trade Center and also the Pentagon. Now, I want to mention what I feel, and John, you can add on, or, you know, if you have any disagreements, please do. For one, again, I'm very much for the Constitution. Constitution is very important, and that's the thing that might save us here. So we need to address these things based on the laws we already have on the books, not add any more to laws that we have on the books. Now, number one, when these disasters happened during September 11, the situation at Pentagon is as follows from the best of my memory. There was a situation that they had a Boeing plane traveling at a speed of over 500 miles an hour. The plane was traveling at 500 miles an hour at the regular height of a plane and normally travels. But then how the plane was taken over, alleged by these terrorists, and they flipped the plane down to very low levels at altitude at 500 some miles an hour, whereby while it was at this level, it was able to surge through light poles, surge through power lines, surge through all these things on its way and path into the Pentagon. Now, at one point, when it hit the power line...
Wait a minute. It surged through all that, but then it missed the big wheel of wire that was laying out there on the lawn. It missed that completely.
Okay, but we didn't get to the Pentagon yet. We're going to get to the wire. Then it goes down even further down to the ground, because you got to understand where it hit was the first floor of the Pentagon. So it's still at 500-some miles an hour. I'm going to return and talk a little bit more about that, John and I, when we return after this break.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Up, and we're here on RBN radio, and we're now talking about the Pentagon. And I just want to say to you, and I was bringing up some things real quick, and I'm going to let John talk here as well. First of all, a plane traveling that fast with a so-called six-week trained terrorist who, if you're in a flight school, they usually train you on stuff like a Cessna, but not on a Boeing 747. And by the way, there was a flight school in my office. By the way, the flight school in my office was training a 747. That was on the wall in my office in Palos Hills. And I asked the guy that was my business partner, I said, you got a flight school here? Why are you training people on Boeing 747s? And he said, oh, well, this is a new project we have for my country. I said, all right. And that's when I started doing my background checks. But nevertheless, forget that. Okay, you got a 747 Boeing class plane, 737, 757, whatever it is. It's flying at 500 miles an hour, 500 miles an hour, and then it drops down really quick down in the lower end so it can knock out all this stuff and drops down even lower, so it'd be like 10 feet off the ground because it would have to be a very low level in order to hit the first floor of the Pentagon without having any debris. Now, when it hit the first power line, something should have fell off. When it hit the second power line, something should have fell off. Once it hit the wires, electricity should have gone out, power should have gone out, phones should have gone out. But I don't remember those reports, but it was down so low. Now, also, there's a thing with integrity and body of a plane. When you go down in the lower part of the atmosphere, it seems to shake a lot. And when it shakes really a lot and it's traveling at 500 some miles an hour, parts of the plane start falling off because it's shaking real fast. And then when it's traveling that fast, if it hits an object, then it would go through and the flames wouldn't really blow out like they show in the picture. It would go in because once it hits inside the building, that's when it starts disintegrating. Now, in this case of the Pentagon, these are the factors that I looked at. The second floor, there was no damage. People were still walking around on the second floor of the Pentagon. I don't know what it was made out of. It's made out of this ally that Superman had. Maybe that's why. I'm not sure, but there was no flame or fire on the second floor of the Pentagon. Nothing. There was a hole, small, perfect hole down there that made no sense because there was no wing section or nothing. There was no wing debris. There were no seats. And guess what? There were no dead people. So where are all those people? They had body parts and everything every place else. I don't remember anyone showing any pictures of body parts outside the Pentagon, any body parts inside the Pentagon, or coming up with a theory of all these bodies or funerals for these bodies. Where did all that go? Now, this is just on a logical sense and not going to the theory of having scientists, physicists, expert forensic people out there. I mean, just pure logic. It doesn't make sense. John, you want to say something here?
Well, if you can on the internet a little bit, you can go on, get on 9/11. You can watch a military, like an F-14 plane. I'm not sure if it's an F-14 or not, but they fly it at 500 miles an hour into a brick or block wall. And the wall is like a big railroad stop block. It's probably 2 foot thick on top and 4 or 5 foot thick on the bottom, and it was about as wide as a plane. But when we had our physicist there talking about it, he says, well, when that hit, you really didn't see much plane left. Well, that's one thing to look at, but there's another thing to look at. Remember that that plane that they said hit the Pentagon went through 9 foot of concrete. Now, here we have an F-14 going the same speed approximately, hits that block wall. You know how much concrete that penetrated? Absolutely nothing. It didn't go through the concrete. It maybe faced it a little bit, but it didn't go through that concrete. If it was going to go through 9 foot on the other plane, why didn't it go through, 2 foot here? It didn't. It just collapsed. It broke up and basically, been pancaked.
Well, you're talking logic again. So now you have to have how many scientists, how many experts, how many levels of insurance people to come in and look at this, and more and more researchers, and 2 or 3 more years of research and 6 more years of research on a logical principle of what me and John just said. Do we need any more people looking into this? No. It doesn't make sense. Now, there is another issue that doesn't make sense, that is treasonous. You had a situation of both the World Trade Center and also the Pentagon situation whereby there was a mock terrorist drill going on And now that would make sense to the reason why there was so-called scattered fake plane parts and whatever the heck was laying around the Pentagon. It could have been sitting there for perpetration for this mock terrorist drill. They were all ready to, you know, make this the terrorist drill up. So to add to the terrorist situation with Building 1, 2, and 7 in New York, they put this in, and it could be just phony from the start. It has created something so that people would say, oh, okay, this also happened over in the Pentagon. Because the thing, it doesn't make sense, folks. If I was in Russia, I was sitting there, I was a Russian commandant or whatever, and I'm sitting there and I'm looking at planes flying in and this going on and stuff like that. John, do you think Russia would allow any planes coming in their airspace that was a threat to their Kremlin?
Well, I can't say they didn't, Deanne, because they had a missile shoot directly into the leader's room of whatever. I mean, I'm not sure where it was, but they did shoot one of the buildings. But again, you take the supercomputers.
But that was a missile. This is a freaking 747 plane. There was an issue that happened. There was a airline that came in the airspace of, I think, China, and it was a United States Boeing plane, and they shot it down. There was no ifs, ands, or questions about it. It was shot down. They didn't know why it was there. It shot it down. And that happened over in Russia several times. How the heck do we here in the United States have people here that are supposed to be at the highest level of our office of land, that we're paying our taxpayers' money to make sure our shorelines are kept safe, allowing planes to fly in to buildings with 3,000 or more people involved, of cities that could have collapsed, which they did, and put us into a situation of national alert, terrorism, and everything else over a course of 4 or 5 years. They don't do that anywhere else. I have never heard that happening in any other country. If there was a president sitting in any country, that would immediately have shot down these planes before they went into the Pentagon airspace, because that is the brain of the country.
Now, Mr. Cheney isn't all bad. He shot his lawyer.
Well, that's true. Then he got away with that, too. They said, oh, well, he made a mistake. He just happened to shoot the lawyer and, oh, whatever. But the thing is that, again, that's another issue. He goes to some place in Texas because he got really hot and upset over the fact that they were looking into this thing with Scooter Libby and all these people, and they were pointing fingers to probably put him as the target to fall for the misconceptions, let's say, of the government. So he goes and hops on a plane, disappears, goes down to Texas, goes down to this ranch. And by the way, the people at that ranch were the ones that created Halliburton. Well, let's say they created the name of Halliburton. Halliburton existed before because Halliburton was actually from Lady Bird Johnson's days. It was called something else back then, and it was changed over to Halliburton when this family, where he was down in Texas, took it over and installed Dick Cheney as one of the top people on the board. So anyway, he happens to go down there, and somebody says something maybe he didn't like. You know, I don't understand how somebody can go quail shooting and shoot that kind of amounts of buckshot at a short distance like that, and then with a gun that's not legal, and him being allegedly tipsy. You know, if it was you and I, what would happen?
Yeah, we'd be in a crowbar hotel, that's for sure. At least for
yeah.
a few days.
Yeah, no, did that happen with him?
No. They let him sober up first.
Yeah, well, so the thing is that, you know, why is there laws at certain levels, no laws on the other? And like I said, it reminds me of Caligula. Reminds me of Nero's Rome. I mean, these people are totally untouchable and totally without any bias and things. Now, there was something me and John had talked about earlier that I wanted to put out there. There's a such thing as called private attorney general. And we're going to be speaking about that next week. And if there's somebody trying to hack me down, I'm going to go up to other levels of broadcast, because the whole thing is that this needs to be out there so the public knows what they can do to get rid of this corrupt montage of government that is going on that is out of control. Because, see, again, if somebody can run a plane into the Pentagon, or a wedge plane, because the whole, to me, made no sense, and it does not fit the description of a hole made by a plane. And as John said, in regards to the thickness of that wall at the time, out of concrete, it does not make sense. It doesn't fit into the norm. So, like I said, I can't understand, and maybe I'm wrong, John, why we need any more scholars to investigate anything. What else is there to look at? Just on the sole principle of logic, it makes no sense. On the sole principle of security, it makes no sense. On the sole principle of the fact that we have people in our government that has sworn in office to uphold the rights of the citizens of the United States and to protect this country. They did not do their job, so they shouldn't be there. No F's, O's, what's, nothing else. It's just clear, straight, and decisive. Nothing else.
Well, that's what's making me a little bit nervous. In the past history, you had Rome and you had China, and when it got bad enough to where the deviation between the rich and the poor, they had what they called the Cultural Revolution in China, and they basically just murdered the rich. So everything that the rich had learned and the education it had was just lost because the poor took them out. And
where are we heading now?
I foresee the same thing. The only thing I see right now, though, is a little more dangerous, is the rich are culturing a wipeout of the poor.
Right. They're doing it because they have to get rid of the numbers. There are too many people here, and they can't handle it. So what do? You poison the water, poison the air, poison the food, corrupt them, scare them to death with voice-to-skull technology, have trucks follow them around, blow their tires off the car, have people out there causing them to get the traffic ticket upon traffic ticket, have them totally disenfranchised with no money, nowhere to go. So they're so stressed out, they start dropping like flies. Or you create false weather systems. You do whatever it takes to annihilate a huge population of the world so that you, the rich, will not be touched, because you remember the czars of Russia. You remember the czars? You know, the ones that sat up there and looked at the poor people and poo-pooed them? You remember Marie Antoinette that kind of came out and said, well, her husband had snuff up his nose with his lace hanky. Let them eat cake, because the people outside were starving, and it disrupted them to see that kind of condition. Or let's go to other measures of this. Instead of all of us living together, rich, poor, or whatever alike, on a planet that has a suitable amount of size to hold all of us, if we stop messing with the weather and the environment and let the trees grow and let us eat nutritional food, we can all live together, rich and poor, or maggots, or whatever you call it at the top. But no, we have to have think tanks. We got to create things to get rid of the poor people because they disrupt us. Oh, we can't see them in the train station. Oh, my God, what is that? Oh, this is a beautiful building. Look at the beautiful architect. But look at these people. They got to go. That's the attitude that got the aristocrats wiped out before. Now, the thing is, I'm not condoning any type of violence because I'm totally nonviolent. But I'm just saying it's just the earmark of history happens one time after another. And even if you try to annihilate the population at the low end, there's still enough out there radicals to go off and do what they normally do. Look what happened to France. There was a guy, Guy de Maupassant, you read about him in the French Revolution. He was aristocratic and he was a writer. They had to go and flee and hide down into the sewers. When he came out of the sewer, he had such bad skin disease that the skin disease eventually killed him. Because if he came above ground, he knew he was going to be captured and put on the guillotine and killed like the rest of the aristocrats. So to kill the poor is not the answer. The solution is trying to work together and make this an environment where everybody can live. And not to mess with the internet because, you know, oh, okay, well, they're talking too much. They're intellectualizing. They're not supposed to do that. They're poor people. Where do these poor people have the gall to be thinking? We're the ones that think. We have money. We have goals in life. All they do is produce and they eat. They're useless. That's what I'm seeing out there, folks. And this is scary because that's medieval thinking. And we're in the year 2007. Now, those folks out there with these nuclear bombs and walking around with these backpack things, guess what? If it blows up, you're dead too. So you think you should do that? Do you think that all this stuff you're doing is the divine plan of the Lord, of God? Is this the plan that he had for this planet, for the people to sit there and annihilate and blow up bombs and pollute the whole atmosphere of the universe? From craziness? Or don't you think for a minute that you could come down off your high horses and kind of think logically for a minute that whatever happens to the low-end people over here is going to happen to you, too?
Well, it's like in World War II. They started out with the gypsies, and they went right down the line.
Yep. And then we'll talk more in the last part of the show on D.M. Burley Show on RBN Live. We'll be back up.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site, at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake.
Well, we're back, and we're back in the last few minutes. And, John, it's your word up now. You can make your final comments here. And, oh, by the way, after the broadcast, I want to talk to you for a second. So can you give me a buzzle, a buzzy? Okay. What do you want to say here before the end of the broadcast?
Well, you know, as we have some show hosts that come on with us, they present some really good information, and then this week, all of a sudden, there's a discrepancy in what they present. And I think we've covered the bases quite well to try to bring out the truth of the matter. And why did it just happen? The question is out there. Last week I had a burning in my eye, and I don't know what was going on. And it was, and I had my radio all of a sudden go like there was a tractor trailer with a heavy frequency right beside me, and there was no frequency beside me. So I still ask, what's going on? And I don't know. I don't have all the answers. But I do know what you said earlier. We do need to maintain this communication because it is one strong point that we have in this fight against the powers to be. And I appreciate all the people that have supported RBN and what has made the system go, because it's been one growth of a entity that is very strong, and you ought to be proud of it.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that too. You know, again, you know, I'm a Buddhist, and I believe very highly in cause and effect, and what we do and what we put out, you know, comes back to us one way or another. And sometimes we, you know, do actions. I do that. You know, we're all human. But you might do an action that might have a whirlwind of outcomes that could be very negative for everyone involved. Or it could be a whirlwind that's going to be negative directly to that person that puts that thing out. So, you know, you have to guard and think about everything you do. You know, there's reaction and then there's non-reaction. And sometimes, you know, in anger, you do things. They call that the lower world animity in Buddhist practice. You go to the lowest world when you start doing negative karmatic things, because it causes a whole effect of negativity to you later on. So everything you need to look at is what you're doing, because it doesn't affect just one person. It affects everybody one after another. It's kind of like my mother told me, if you throw a rock, a pebble into water, it ripples out. And that ripple out in that water will change everything it comes in contact with.
We need to somehow get together and help this out and help build this back, because it's too valuable to lose.
It is. Indeed it is. And I hope and I think this will be worked out, because, I will make a call on Monday, because this stuff is, this is just ridiculous. People in the Patriot Movement need to listen and hear this. It's my final words on this show, but my show continues. One thing is that we need to be on the same page and stop petty fighting. We need to stop infighting, because that is the thing that will get us done in. And it will not be a Patriot Movement. It will be a situation where this whole country will be a Nazi regime.
Well, my prayers are with everybody, and God bless you.
God bless you, and I will be back on Truth Radio on Monday, 6 to 7. See you next week here. Good night.
Good night.
Can we?